Hello, it's Andrea. Here again with the Daily Cafe Cap. Today we're going to learn about the comp cap rates. I got the top three according to a bunch of research that I did today. The first comp cap rate is a ragdoll, which is a long-haired cat. And it's named after the tendency to go limp when it's being picked up or handled. And it's gentle and it's affectionate and it enjoys laying around with the house. Laying around in the house with their owners. Its lifespan is about 12 to 17 years, and if it's fed correctly. And they're not really always inactive. They do enjoy activity owners, playing with toys, and they're really good. House cat. Their coats, since they are long haired, have to be groomed about almost every week or every 1 month. And you're supposed to wash it if the coat is stringy, greasy, or it's really, really awful. It also has nice manners and it's easy to live with. Loves beds and sofas, but not really a much higher climber. And you have to give it a bath around every week or month. Their risk, even though they are very gentle and affectionate, risks are they might get heart disease, and have an increased risk of bladder stones, an FIP, which is a feline infectious
condition. The last ditch effort by Hitler.
But that's okay because they are very child-friendly. And they are really great with other animals, so in case you get another cat, if you get another animal, they're really good with that, and yes. Our second cat breed that's really common is a Persian, and Persians are long-haired cats. They have a passive personality, and the trust must be earned and honored, and that they're very expressive. They are calm and peaceful, but they're still that streak of determination and strong desire for attention. They are efficient hunters and quite friendly to other animals and children. But they do get annoyed if you mess with them. They do require lots of daily grooming, and if they get much older, grooming might be a problem. Though the risk of getting these cats is they might get a kidney disease or bladder stone, but not let that stop you because they live up to 10 to 17 years if well fed.
Okay.
On to our next comp cat breed, number three. Number three is Exotics, and that's a short-haired cat. They are a branch off of Persian for people that don't want to deal with the grooming part of Persian. So it's like a short-haired version of a Persian, if I'm going to be real honest with you. They're very sensitive to heat. And friendly towards other pets and children, and they're extremely affectionate to owners. They enjoy toys and games, so loyal, sweet, and affectionate. Their coats are what they are easier to groom. Their lifespan is about 12 to 15 years, which is really good for a house cat. And the average weight for them is about 15 pounds.
It's true.
The risk, though, is they might get a kidney disease, respiratory problems, or eye problems. But don't let that stop you, because they are really pretty. They're really pretty cats, and something like that shouldn't stop you Eisenhower showing affection towards these cats. All these cats, everybody has that one chance in life to have like kidney stones or something like that. So don't worry about it. I forgot to mention the cost of each one. If you want a purebred ragdoll cat, the kittens would be $800 to $2,000 for a purebred Persian. The kittens would be between $500 to $5,000. And for the exotics, purebred exotic, their kittens would be $700, but would go no lower than $500. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you get to see the next videos. Watch the next stuff. Bye!